Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 2 with verses 13 through 15. When they had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, that what the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Out of Egypt I called my son." Do you listen to the Lord in your dreams at night? And does he tell you what to do as his everlasting might? We can all find God when we learn not to fight. For God we seek in kindness, joy, and goodwill, not plight. If we can all just obey when God asks us to remain quiet without spite, when we make decisions that share the rule of what's right, then we can see the will of God as placing God first, wanting to obey his commandment of worth, not girth. This is why we all must exercise and be ever engaging in life, to practice, pray, and proclaim God as Jesus to ordain the redemption we all find to seek and remain, a soul saver who shares his everlasting life, where salvation is real and not full of fight, just remaining in him will always show the true light of his might. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. "I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. I pray for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Ellie. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for, those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with this war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. Last night we received word of a miracle in our niece Brittany. As we continue to pray for her absolute healing, that her cancer has gone away. She is now cancer-free. As we've said so many times, we believe in miracles. We believe that our niece is healed in Jesus' name. We pray for our Holy Mother Church. We pray for Holy Mother as we do each day in Jesus' precious blood by his name. We pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from a study of and practice of Matthew's Gospel. We're in chapter 2 with verses 13 through 15. It's titled, "Dream of Joseph, Lord's Angel Warned." Dream of Joseph, Lord's angel warned. Egypt flee with mother and child torn. Stay until told, him destroy by Herod's scorn. Night rose Joseph, Egypt departed as they mourned. Until Herod's death he stayed, fulfilling the Lord's word that day. Son mine called out of Egypt, obeyed. Mary and Joseph taught Jesus how to pray. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's December 4th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 5:47:49 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is up with the angels this morning. working in the plights of the day, the beauty of stain, and what we all call is how to obey, helping us find Jesus in each and every day. So I ask for continued prayers for our niece Brittany. We did receive word last night that she had come to the hospital with some problems with her right side of her face and her jaw, something like Bell's palsy or something to the effect. They're not sure. I think they ruled that out. And they did another scan of her, and she turned up cancer-free. So we continue to lift that opportunity up and share the beauty of living redeemed in Christ Jesus. Amen. It is where you practice, you pray, and you proclaim how to become Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. It's filling your life with Jesus in every moment of every day and finding that the Lord will help you obey if you just give it all to Him and say, God first for Jesus, and all else will fall into place. Yeah. Amen. My good friends John and Marie, we say God bless you as we do each and every day. And we close in thanksgiving for your prayers to help us obey. To our good friend and lover of Jesus too, my brother-in-law Johnny, we close in your honor each day, repeating the name of Jesus 3 times to say, I love you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. Have a nice day.